she's saying you look good.
You just want to park and come hang out?
You want to come smoke?
Where am I dropping you guys off?
Right here.
Come hang with us.
Should you give my friend a show? A lap dance?
You need to report them all. Equality. I believe in equality. All this is harassment. Report all these pervs.
Want to come drink with us? It's my birthday.
I hate guys that
fall asleep when I'm sucking.
Hey.
Whoa. That dome must be trash. Fall asleep? Hey, I give her credit for admitting that out loud. That is just... Man.
Yo.
I like to do what I want to do. Like, I don't like to listen to anybody else.
Right, and that's the problem, ladies. And look, you can do what you want to do. Is the outcome going to be positive 10 years down the line? Usually no. Somebody has to be able to tell you something. You don't know it all. No one knows it all. The smartest human being on earth doesn't know it all. And that's the thing. This whole rebellious spirit, nobody can tell me what to do. You're never going to be in a successful relationship with a worthwhile man. Only weak men will let you be in a relationship with him and just do whatever you want to do. So if you ever want to be in a relationship with a man you genuinely respect, you're going to have to let him tell you what to do on some level. There's going to be standards, rules, regulations, guidelines, just with having a family, period. To make a household work with a family, there's rules, regulations, guidelines. You can't stay out all night. It's a bunch of stuff. So that's why a lot of you women aren't cut out to have a family or be in a healthy relationship. You're too used to doing whatever you want to do. It's going to catch up with you, though, I promise.
I don't like being told what to do. Like, I'm going to do me regardless, respectfully. Like, if I'm in a relationship, you know, like, I'm a, you know.
Whoa.
Be very respectful because...
All right, so she just threw herself under the bus for anybody who really just paid attention to what was just said. Respectfully. She just literally said, even if I'm in a relationship, I'm a free spirit. I can do what I want. She's one of those, until you put a ring on it, I'm single. I just heard that the other day from somebody else. I wanted to bop that chick right in her forehead. I said, what the hell makes you think that a guy wants to tie you down if you ain't gonna be loyal to him before he ties you down?
Someone in the church should not be looking like a stripper.
I have on makeup, I have on lip gloss, so what would be your assessment of me?
My assessment wouldn't be anything, but okay. From a biblical perspective, I don't believe from a biblical perspective that a woman have to wear makeup and fake hair to be beautiful.
What do your daughters think about what you say about women, or do they agree with you?
Yes, they do. And
ladies, you gotta stop saying like, but don't you got a mama, but what your daughters think. That's not disproving his point. Like, disprove his point. If you disagree and he's wrong, disprove him intellectually. Don't say, but you got a mama. You saying something that I don't agree with and I'm a woman, but what about the women in your life? Do you still say those things to them, but they're women? And what, like, what?
They don't agree with me because I'm their father. I believe they should be an independent thinker. But I also don't want my daughters out here with walking the street with tights on and a halter, just so men can walk around or drive by and bump their horn at them and whistle at them.
So is it their fault or is it the men's fault?
It's their fault. I mean, okay, if we really gonna break it down, it's both of their faults. I don't think you should ride down the street and honk your horn at women, but I also don't think women should wear things that they know for a fact is gonna draw that type of attention and then claim they didn't want it. That's absurd.
For sexualizing them.
It is the nature of a man to be attracted to a woman who hardly has anything on.
Tights and a halter top?
Yes.
Yes. There are certain looks that a woman can have.
I love when they try to play dumb. You don't know skin tight pants and skin tight this and skin tight that attract attention from men. Stop the cap. Please, ladies. You're not convincing anybody that you're unaware. Stop.
On that make her appear that attracts certain men. That's just a fact.
Would you rather have a high-profile job for no pay or clean sewers for $100,000 a year?
I struggle with the smell of poo. So I think a high-profile job with no pay, because when you think about it, it was...
Oh my, who don't struggle with the smell of poo? I think that's pretty universal. I mean, if I had to choose... obviously I'm going to choose the job to pay $100,000, or I'm going to choose the job to pay $20,000 over the high profile job that pay nothing. I'll choose the job to pay $2,000 a year over the high profile job that doesn't pay anything. This is sad.
Come with incentives.
You can pay your mortgage there.
I guess there's pros to both of them, but to give you a flat out answer, I would prefer to have the high profile job without pay, because if I was high profile, I'd market myself to be sponsored by some company.
That's actually not a terrible answer, but I'll take the job that make $100,000 a year, because there's no guarantee you're going to be able to get a sponsor, or you're going to be able to finagle that into other bags. I mean, you could go for it, but I'd just take the guarantee 100K and finagle and invest that.